Good morning, you. Sunday morning. I am lying in my bed and I've had an exceptionally lazy morning. I don't usually treat myself to a lie-in, but I've been very tired of late and I've been getting myself worked up and my mind is almost frantic. I'm going into this with even less of a plan than usual, which is saying something for me. I'm on my bed, but the covers are off because I have my window open and I'm really enjoying the wind just wisping across my skin. I feel cool. I feel calm. And I'm wearing a dressing gown undone so that my arms are covered but my body is out. I'm just taking a finger and circling it around my nipple, erect from the cold, but now even harder for me playing with it. I have this thought that I want to explore where I want you to listen to me try and describe what's happening in my body and just be a bit more present in the sensation of what's going on. You've got your fingers just grazing over my nipples. Over my breasts and down my body. And you teasingly skirt around, taking in my thigh, and my hips, and my legs. You're just exploring really casually my body. And you're teasing me because your fingers are just dancing around the outside of my pussy. But you won't give me the relief of dipping them in. I'm reveling in the contrast between you and me. I feel soft and silken this morning, and there's a firmness to you, a muscularity that I'm delighting in. There's stature looming over me, taking me in. I feel almost a little bit like prey. Your eyes are flashing at me as I'm following your hand every so often, just glancing up to catch your eye as you take in the sight of me lying down in front of you. Oh, fuck. And I'm also just enjoying what I see. There's a heaviness to your hips. That stands in stark contrast to the softness in mine. I watch you as you take your finger to your mouth, lick it, and then you give me the satisfaction of just circling my clit. You've not even touched my wetness yet, but I'm slick for you.
Oh, fuck.
With one hand, you're starting to play with my pussy. I'm hot. And I'm wet. Okay, turn that down. And then with the other hand, you're starting to bring some life to your cock. And your eyes are low, hungry for me. My pussy is starting to flutter, searching out for what it wants to be filled by. And as I'm watching your cock be brought to full firmness, you tell me to put my hands on my thighs. I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to touch. This is all you. You want to focus on me. Oh, but I so badly want to focus on you. I want you to push your cock into me. I want it so badly that I'm sort of taking my legs and wrapping them around your thighs and pulling you towards me, and you find it amusing that I'm so desperate for you. And I am. I'm so desperate for you. I'm so desperate to be filled. I don't have any will or desire to be played with or toyed with or to play and to toy myself. I just need to be fucked. And you see this in me. You recognize this. Today's not the day to play. So you take your cock and you line yourself up with my entrance to my pussy. And there's that little biting point where you have to push through that initial stretch and around my pubic bone to just hold firm at my entrance. And I'm desperate for you to push into me, and you've lost any sense of wanting to eke it out, and so you just plunge full force and anchor yourself in me. Your thighs are spreading my legs, pushing me out of the way. Your size taking me over. There's just that moment where I need to adjust to being filled. And then you're just really finding your rhythm in me as you move, and you're moaning and groaning, and I know it feels as good for you as it feels for me. There's no pretense here that we are just working against one another. Fuck. We're just working against one another now. Fuck. And I don't think I'm going to be able to last very long. Your rhythm is really picking up pace now. There is something urgent and insistent. You've told me to keep my hands on my thighs, and I'm finding it really hard because I want to play with my clit. As you fuck me. And so my right hand comes out, and I just take the tip of my finger, and I just coax my clit into life. Oh, fuck. I'm not done yet. I pokes my clit into life as you're picking up your speed, totally lost in the sensation of fucking me. You've not clocked that I've moved my hand yet. And I'm feeling greedy now. I've got my hand on my clit, and I just dip my hands down to feel where we meet. To feel where we meet, where it's slick and soft. And you can feel me holding on to the base of you right at my entrance. And to feel us moving together. With each other and against each other simultaneously. You firmly take my hand away and put it back on my thigh. And I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. The hands that had been playing with my tits this entire time, squeezing, and grazing, and pinching at my nipples, come off. And whilst you haven't changed anything in your rhythm of fucking me, I know that that's not going to go unpunished. You pull out with me. You pull out of me with a pop. And I can't help but whimper because I feel so bereft and empty without you. You take my dressing gown and you take the cord, backing away from me slightly. You say, turn around and face the wall. And you take my hands behind my back and you tie them with the cord of my dressing gown so that I couldn't possibly disobey you again. And you push me down so that my chest is pressed into the mattress. Oh, fuck. Holding on to where you've tied my wrists together with one hand and your other is on my hips and on my ass. Ah. As you pull me back onto your cock, and I'm so wet that you slip right in. Pulled right up to meet you, with my chest pressed in and my head in the mattress. And you start fucking me with every single thing that you have. Oh, fuck. And I'm pinned by you, by your strength. Oh, fuck. And I'm pinned. Oh, I can't do anything but push my hips back and brace for the impact of you fucking me with every little bit of strength that you have. And it's gone beyond anything other than you have one goal. And that is to come in me in hot waves as fast as you fucking can. Oh, fuck. And I'm reduced. And I'm reduced to a quivering, whimpering mess, just falling apart on your cock as you pound me. And it's so sensitive because of the angle that you're fucking me from, and it's just primal and it's just animal. And I don't even ask permission to come because I can't even form words, and I just fall apart as you use the angle to spill into me every single drop that you have, and it's all I wanted. It's all I wanted, and it's all you wanted. And whilst you've got my wrists tied, you can use your full strength to pull me back into you. Just seeing yourself in me as I'm wound tight like a coil on your cock. So I can feel every... I can feel every spurt of cum as you fill me and claim me, and it cannot be denied that I am yours. And it feels like I have this white noise of delicious just pressure and fuzz all starting in my pussy, and I can feel it reaching round to my ass. And the angle you've got, you're just thumbing my asshole. Fuck. While you're pounding me. Then you're holding me so tight against you, and neither of us are moving at this point. We're just letting our internal muscles do all of the work against one another this last little bit before we separate. And the tension within ourselves is all that we need, and I can feel your breath ragged and crane my neck around because I want to see the moment that you come. I want to see your face etched with the pleasure that I'm giving you. And I see it and I feel it simultaneously, just your cock goes rigid, and then I can feel the waves of cum spilling into me. And it's just perfect. And because of the angle, there's so much, and I can feel it spilling out, and I can feel me spilling out of you, and we're just caught in tension together. I'm completely clamped down and locked around you. The only thing moving is my pussy. Fuck. As I come around your cock. Thank you. Feel my cunt. Thank you. Feel my cunt. And you're just still rocking your hips just ever so slowly into me. And I just feel you sort of collapse your whole weight against me. And we ease down onto the bed so that I'm lying flat. Completely flat with my arms still tied behind me. And you gently and sweetly untie me, taking each of my wrists and giving them a little kiss and laying them down by my side. And then you just cover me, your full body weight over mine, and your head is buried in my neck. And you lay on top of me like that, the weight of you. The weight of you just pushing me down into the mattress like I'm held from all sides. And we both just sigh in that dreamy, sleepy way after you've had an incredible orgasm. Your sweat mixed with my sweat. Your cum mixed with my cum. Oh, fuck. I don't know if any of that made sense. It's just really good. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this. 1 second. Fuck knows if that made any sense, but it felt so, so good. Thank you.